You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Welcome back to another episode of Jersey Vicious, hosted by me, Alan Waters. If you are new to Jersey Vicious, or if you're listening to this on the Bad Examples podcast, Jersey Vicious is where I'm watching through all of Jerseylicious, starting from season one, episode one. I'm going to make my way to the end of season six at some point. But for today's episode, it's a very special episode where it's not a rewatch or anything. Instead, I'm taking all of the questions that I've compiled from season one, and I'm going to be asking Tracy and Jessica what the answers are and what their thoughts are. And we're going to go a little behind the scenes into what's happened. If you haven't heard any of season one or listened or watched along, make sure you're on Patreon, patreon.com/badexamples. We do regular watch parties where I go live and we watch the Jerseylicious episodes together. And then every Sunday, an episode gets posted where if you want to listen along to my commentary, I'll tell you when to hit play. You can hit play and watch completely through the episode with me. If you have ads, though, make sure you pause my episode when the ads come on. But I'm not watching with ads.
Good call.
All right. I'm not going to pretend that I'm Vivica A. Fox or anything like that.
You mean Jessica A. Fox?
Jessica A. Rabbit is here. So first off, let me explain exactly what my questions are for everybody. These questions aren't just like, what happened here? What happened? A lot of it is like, coming from my side as a producer also, was this a thing that actually happened, or was it a producer decision?
Gotcha. Understood.
The other things are things that I've noticed for the first time, and I can't help but ask it because it just made me go, what the fuck did they just say?
I agree.
Or what the fuck did they just do?
Alan.
Yes, Jessica?
Do you really want a Jerseylicious girl like me?
Okay.
I still need you to record a theme before I get into season two.
Oh my god.
I'm going to write it and you're going to sing it for me, and then
Jersey
I'm going to set
Vicious
it to music.
Theme? Amazing.
A Jersey Vicious theme.
I think we learned from last time that it's not good when it's set to music, but we could try again.
Oh my god.
That's all right. That's why this time around, I'm going to have you sing it, and then I'm going to set it to music.
Okay.
And since it's for Jersey Vicious and for me, I get final approval.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck my life.
Is that a threat?
That is absolutely
sounds
a
like
threat.
A threat to me. Document it.
So, Alan, I know you're the one asking the questions, but before we start, just, are you enjoying it? Like, could you see how this was good TV, how people
absolutely
were all
not.
In?
There's no fucking way.
So I will say, starting off from the first episode, there are things that I absolutely hated.
Like everything?
Just like any other trash TV show, I quickly was like, I fucking love this. It's so stupid and horrible.
Like, give me an example, please, because I need to know what's acceptable.
I think one of the things that I hate and love the most is how all of the editing is done and how it's just like, this is going to happen, and then they never fucking pay it off. Like, I think there are 4, if not 5 episodes that all feature Gail being like, you're fired, and then it never happens.
Like, oh, so you constantly mean the dissatisfaction of the foreshadowing?
Exactly. It's just like, we're foreshadowing this, and then
never
it
happens.
never fucking happens.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
And that's, I have quite a few questions all about that. So, first question, do you remember the titles of the episodes?
No. I was never this invested in this show. That's why it's like so weird for me. I mean, I did it. I went home. I slept. And then I was like, oh, I guess it aired. Have to watch one episode so I know what was used. And then I never, ever watched it again. I've never watched one episode more than once.
What are the episode titles?
So I also learned this. Apparently, depending on where you watch it, the episode titles are different.
Really?
What?
Why?
That's crazy.
Like different countries?
Someone, no, not even different countries. Someone told me that they've been watching it. They bought it on Apple. and I watch it on Amazon.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, on Apple, some of the episode titles are different and they have different cuts. Like, I have different footage than you have.
Oh my God, that's terrifying because I've never seen this other footage.
You know, like
I was like, that's so weird. But I know it happens all the time. It's just super weird that it's just streaming only and doing it.
Yeah.
Episode one of season one is called Jersey Style Invasion.
Just so stupid. We thought our titles of this show were weird.
Jersey
Enter Jerseylicious circa 2010. Yo.
And I'm going to dive into what they say the episode description is too. Oh, so they say, after a multi-million dollar renovation, the Gatsby Salon seeks to bring in a new staff and new business.
Whoa.
After extensive interviews and auditions, the team is formed.
That's how you know it was scripted, when they put auditions.
Yeah, auditions.
It's a fucking interview. Yeah. It's a job interview.
Can you come in and audition to cut hair?
That was some of the things that I was saying, like, right at the top of this episode.
Yeah.
I don't
watch your Jersey Vicious thing, not a diss. I just fucking hate the show so much that I can't relive it.
Oh, you're good. I was going through and I was just like, it was like, I wonder who, I hope I get hired. And it was like, well, you're on the fucking theme song, so I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's all just real weird and circumstantial, classic. Really.
So my questions from this episode, number one was the remodel a real thing, or was like, did they just revisit it for the show?
No, they remodeled it.
But like,
but Gail had done it before the show happened. So it was like mid model that they were bringing people in. So that's why it kind of looked shitty, because it wasn't fully done yet. I think they expanded is what they did. They didn't even remodel. Okay. I think they expanded to the shampoo room in the back.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was watching, I was like, this almost seems like they just put up like different things.
No, that was definitely being done. They were doing
it's beautiful.
It sounds stunning. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's huge. It really was.
So how many, I know that there were obviously all of you on the show. How many people actually worked at the Gatsby?
Okay, so I don't know the number because we didn't work with any of the staff that wasn't on the show. So how it works is Gail has had clients for 20 years, right? So Gail's clients want nothing to do with the show. Then we have to film at a time that's convenient for her clients. So most of the time we were taking people after hours. So when the Gatsby closed at 7 o'clock, we would come in at 7 and then record all the episode of where we had our own clients, because we were not allowed to film and like invade the space of like their actual clientele list. So those, the people that really worked there, like had been working there before the show or after the show, were working on a different schedule than we were, because it never crossed over. So like you walk in there now, probably the same people. Casey, I'm blanking on some of their names, but Christy, a few girls that worked there were never, ever, ever on the show. Hmm. It may have been background, but that was it.
So this is a question I think is mostly around season one. Did they have wardrobe for you, or did you all dress yourself?
Nope. We had to dress ourselves, but they took pictures of us every single day in what we were wearing in case the scene had to be made up.
Continuity,
right. They called it.
But we did have dressing rooms. That was fancy. My dressing room was like a curtain.
Yeah. When we say dressing rooms, we mean loosely they put a fucking drapery between two walls.
Yeah.
And called it a dressing room. But we had, like, most of the time we had to leave our clothes there, because if we knew we had to pick up the scene another day, that we had to wear that same outfit, which is why sometimes our hair or makeup looked different, because we were going back to that outfit to redo something or whatever.
So you pretty much just answered this one, but the way they did the opening day, that wasn't actually opening day, right? That was just fully staged pretend opening day.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What's opening day of the whole salon?
Was
I wearing bright blue boots? Because that's the only way to you got to tell me what my outfit was for me to remember what the scene was.
You were wearing bright blue boots so many fucking times.
Okay. I honestly don't remember. That was like 12 years ago now. So
that's fair.
But I want to say that they did have a grand opening for like all clientele, and then they had a grand opening for when we were recording. So there were two different grand openings, but I'm not sure how they crossed over, because I don't know. I don't remember that far back.
Cool. Do you remember Teresa from the first episode?
The woman I fought with?
I think she was the woman that...
She worked there for a second? She was older?
Yeah, absolutely.
The nanny, I called her.
Yes, absolutely. She's like Fran Drescher in 50
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember anything about this woman except for I had to like argue with her.
Yeah, they had. So she had an upset customer there. That I was wondering, like, was it an actual upset customer or was it a plant for the show?
Most were plants.
Okay, I figured.
But like, Alan, I don't know how else to explain this though. That Tracy's not like a fantastic actress. Like they would plant like these people, but like really get Tracy.
But they
pissed.
Wouldn't tell me yeah, that Tracy, she was a plant, yeah. and she'd right. just start popping off, and naturally I react because I'm like, bitch, this is my fucking show.
Yeah, like, especially in season one, like you're jumping into this. We have no clue how reality TV works or how TV works. So like. You don't know that you're being set up and like you don't know. Right. They didn't know that the extras were being told, oh, go in there and act a certain way yes. to Tracy. So Tracy's like, oh, this bitch is coming at me.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm like, one, right. like this is me thinking like I'm the fucking shit season one. This is my fucking show. Like, who are you to come in as an extra who we're never, ever going to see again? Like, get crazy with me. Also, I was told that it wasn't a reality show. I was told that it was a docu-soap. So a documentary soap opera.
That
so
is what it was. It was a documentary. It's called a docu-soap.
Yeah. So I was yeah. told that. It was like they kept referring to like soap operas like, oh, don't you love how Sonny's the villain? And I was like, I love him. Don't you love how Alexis was like kind of evil? And oh, I love her. So they'd always throw me in thinking that it was like, oh, everybody knew it was scripted because it was a scripted show. So I went in there thinking the whole thing was scripted when it wasn't. And then then billboards went up and it was like new reality show. And I was like, hold the fuck on. And I went to our producer and I was like, you told me this was, she was like, well, it was originally, but we changed it. Or did you lie to me to look like the villain and then know that there was no way for me to escape the villain role from there on?
Mm-hmm. I really want to make a ringtone out of Teresa's laugh from that episode.
I don't remember any of that except for I remember like they were like, all right, look this way at the camera and shoot her more evil looks because she didn't see them. And like, you need to know that like this is your, like that's the only thing I really remember.
Like the laugh you said Fran Drescher, it's like if Fran Drescher's laugh had a smoker cough attached.
Yeah.
To it, that was her laugh.
I blacked out most of my fucking Jerseylicious life because like sometimes I'm like I don't even know how I did this.
Listen,
in a laugh.
Like, can I just say something? I know it stresses you out, mm-hmm. and I know like the thought of it gives you PTSD.
It really does.
But it wasn't all. But I think that revisiting it wouldn't be terrible because it wasn't all bad. Like, yes, there were bad
I remember
moments.
What happened when the cameras weren't rolling. Yes, so that's why I have PTSD.
But I'm saying, like, the whole experience, I mean, you did an awesome fucking thing. Like, you were amazing. You were a great cast member. You had a great show. And I just feel like you don't give yourself, and I get it, you're remembering, like, a moment here and a moment there. But I don't think it was all bad. Like, yes, there were terrible moments and people did fucked up shit and tortured you.
This is the
but
reason.
But like there were laughs. I fucking filmed with you. We were laughing. We
yeah,
had
but
good
those
times.
Were characters that I liked filming with. There were
right,
people
but it's
I
like,
enjoyed
it's
filming
just like
with.
Any job in the world. There's people you don't fucking like and people you do like. And yours was like, I get it. It was traumatic.
It was so traumatic. And here's why.
But like,
because
I feel bad that you can't revisit it and be like, wow, like I was a part of like pop culture history.
There's nothing I enjoy about watching it back at all because instantly I think that scene when I'm like, oh, that was so funny. No, that fucking scene took 14 hours because she did not show up until 3 hours before closing was over.
Oh my God.
And I had to sit there for hours. And I remember being locked in a fucking room and being like, guys, I'm going to snap if you don't let me. You got to let me out. They used to hold us in a mattress store until it was ready. And like, it was just fucking exhausting mentally. And like, it wasn't even physical. We weren't doing anything. I was stressed out of boredom of being rushed to get ready. Everything was hurry up and wait. Like, everyone, I need you there, hair and makeup ready at 8:30 a.m. And then I'd be there at 8:30 and other cast members who thought they were more important than me wouldn't show up till 2:30 in the afternoon. You know how many hours that is? So my brain instantly goes back to all the time of my life that I lost waiting for people
and
I can't enjoy any bit of the show because that. And then she'd get there and everyone would be like, oh, hi, and act like everything's fine. I'm like, bitch, we're all fucking waiting for you.
Tracy.
So this is why I fucking hate you.
I understand. Because
hours.
I lived a parallel experience with a different person. Like,
I know.
So
I can't understand it.
I do.
And then like, not for nothing, but Christy or Gail would be like, not for nothing, but this is fucking rude. Like, how long are we going to wait for her? And then she'd show up and they'd be like, hi, honey, you look beautiful. And I'm like, you fake fucking bitches. We all just complained about her for 6 hours. Like, how dare you all fucking fake it? I can't stand. Guys, I am a lot of things in this fucking world. Fake and not and late. are not the two things.
We just complained about her for six hours.
We just literally bitched of how she's so fucking irresponsible and our time doesn't matter to her. And then you all act like, oh, honey, you look so cute. How are you? Thanks for coming. Like, how does nobody say anything to her but me? That's why I fucking hated it.
Do you know what they did for us?
I can't. I get so fucking anxious about this.
By the time the Glam Fairy, they had figured this out that shit was going to go down like this behind the scenes.
So then they waited until cameras were up.
Yep. They wouldn't even put her in the same room as us until the cameras were up because we were all so fucking annoyed and mad.
And so then they'll put up cameras and then I'll snap on her for no reason and her be like, oh my God, why are you like this? And everyone's like, what, Tracy, such a bitch. No, bro, I've been waiting here for 7.5 hours, full camera ready, waiting for someone who just woke up 2 hours ago. Like, yes, I'm fucking livid. This is why. These are the reasons. This is why everyone's like, I wish you guys would just be friends. I'm not friends with people who don't fucking respect my time. You can't show up when you're told to and then you sleep into hours where I'm sitting there is fucking ridiculous to me. The fact that they had to give her an extra apartment because it was so fucking messy, they needed a staged apartment, it's another fuck. Don't even get me started. So this is why I can't watch this show, because I get heated.
So I only have one final question for episode
one. Please.
Do you remember saying something about the Titanic ocean?
Yes, because no, only because people made this a thing. They were like, the Titanic Ocean for so long, it haunted me because I remember knowing it was the Atlantic, but why it was just the ocean of the Titanic was
Titanic Ocean. What'd she say, Alan?
I need to know the context because I remember the Titanic Ocean, but I don't remember in what context.
I at this point I don't remember exactly, but I do know you were talking about something like, you were like, that's like a Titanic ocean away or something.
It had to be like, something where it was cold.
I literally in reference took to a it moment, being cold. While doing the thing, I was like, did she just fucking say Titanic
ocean? So here's
ocean?
The thing. Here's the thing about interviews. So they put you in the interview chair and you're in there for 6 or 7 hours.
Hours
when I tell you. Okay.
Torture.
And then the producer who's sitting in with you behind the camera is like, oh, say that thing again. It was so funny about this. And you're so fucking tired that when they amp you up to make you think it's funny, they're putting on a fake lip. Like, but they're like, oh, what a dumb bitch. We just got her to say the stupidest thing in interviews because she's been locked in here. And they made it 100 fucking degrees in there. You were always hot. Then all the lights on you. They literally fucked with you. It was Chinese water torture.
So the reason they made it hot was because when the air conditioning, like we were filming in the summer, when the air conditioning kicked on,
it would make noise, background noise.
Yeah, and it couldn't always be like the same. So they just said, as soon as interviews start, we're going to turn the fucking heat off.
So then they'd ask us a million questions.
Interrogation.
It was so horrible. You like squinted when the light came on, like, oh, my eyes. Like, and then it was so fucking hot. And they would be like, only 36 more questions. We're almost done. You're doing great. Can we get you a water or a wine? And then they'd amp you up with alcohol. And then they'd be like, say that funny thing again. Or we really, really need you to say this. And I'd be like, I'm not saying that. No, we really, I said, give me another way to say it because I'm not saying it like that. And me and the producer would go back and forth a million times arguing how I'm not going to say it. And then I was so frustrated and wanted to get out of there. I'd be like, you know, fuck it. I'll just say it. And this was every fucking interview.
You know what's so fucked up?
So this is what people don't get is that like it was so they told you what to say. Oh, they can't put words in your mouth. Bitch, they literally put words in your mouth.
This is what Chris May used to do. First of all, also depending on who your producer was.
Yeah.
Like it was either a good time. Like you maybe had
JC,
a few laughs.
Chris May or that other Chris.
Yeah. And like you either had good times or bad times. So like Chris May would be like, okay, tell me about you and Briella, you know, at the bar. And I'd be like, oh, me and Briella had a really good time at the bar. And he'd be like, tell me how you and Briella had like not a great time at the bar. And I'd be like, me and Briella had not a great time at the bar. And he'd be like, you know what? Tell me. And then like he'd like twist your words. All of a sudden you were repeating shit. You didn't even know you were repeating.
It's like one of those fucking
theories. And you're
like,
wait, what?
You're like, it was like the dog theory where they ring the bell and you fucking respond to it.
They would start with like letting you speak your mind freely. But by the end, it was
They're twisting your words. And you're like, bro, I didn't say that. And then I watch it back and I'm like, when did I say that? I didn't. And then they put the other producer in there and they were like, listen, Listen, I fucking hate interviews too. You fucking hate interviews. Let's just say what we got to say and get out of here. There were two. There was a bad cop interviewer and a good cop interview. The good cop always made you laugh by saying, wow, you're so funny, amping you up, Chris May. And then the bad worst. Interviewer, JC, would be like, listen, I just want to get out of here too. Like, let's just say what we
JC's
fucking
like,
have to say.
I'm not getting paid squatty.
Yeah,
here.
I'm not. This is above my pay grade. Let's fucking just do it. And I'd be like, honestly, I want to go home. Like, because interviews took hours. On interview days, I fucking hated it. I'd be like, oh, I hate this shit so much, and you had to wear, and then they'd be like, your right earring doesn't quite look like your last interview. I'm like, bro, I don't fucking have that piece.
Yeah,
make it up. Go have someone in PA draw up an earring that looks similar, because I don't have it. Well, how could you not have it? Let's go to your apartment and look for it. I'm like,
so speaking of that, how often did they do the talking head interviews?
Those like, were once a week day? For yeah, hours. Okay. It was like 12 hours you were there, and it was once a week.
I would
probably.
Say it was like you. There was for the one episode, like you were there for the one episode.
One
for
episode,
like a 10-hour
but we
interview.
Filmed an episode a week. So yeah. In 1 week span of 7 days, we filmed one episode.
Yeah.
So think of how much content you film 12 hours a day for that's 72 hours, right? They used 1 hour of an episode between you and like six other people. Mm-hmm. So you would film and they'd get all this footage.
They would cut
and then they would
scenes.
Cut to make it look like a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that was problem is that they were like, well, they can't force you to do this. They can't force you to say this. Yes, they literally can. It's all editing because they get you to wait and wait and wait and wait. And then they just cut all the rest of that shit of like the buildup to how we got here. And they just show you flipping out.
The technical term is Frankensteining, where they'll take small clips of certain things from different angles, and then they'll make it look like something said differently.
Right, exactly.
Than like, all right, so on to episode two.
We did, we filmed a scene at my house in New Milford with Joanne and my dad, which never like made the air, but like it just shows like it was a fucking full night that like you just never saw.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So second episode, the introduction of Jessica in Pain is Beauty.
I remember.
The stylists are setting into their new home at the Gatsby, and many big personalities are working together for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Inner office interactions lead to tension. All right. So my biggest question from this one is, was Alexis ever actually that against marriage, or was it all just for the show?
I think she probably was for sure. Yeah. She was a cynic. But at the same time, she wanted love so badly. It was very, very wishy-washy of what we ever really knew about her. We never really were able to dissect her.
Yeah.
Mm. You can really never tell what she's thinking.
You've told us this before, but could you explain what was happening with Lorenzo? Because you've said before you were just friends, but they made it to be the boyfriend.
So here is how it went. We filmed a pilot 2 years in advance to when the show actually aired. So 2009. And it was casted. The only people who survived were me, Lorenzo, Olivia, Gigi, Frankie, and Filippo. There were a bunch of other characters that never made it because they didn't like them. So from the beginning, they said, oh, Olivia used to date this guy, Lorenzo. And I was like, oh my God, I know Lorenzo. Like, we all hang out and blah, blah, blah. They were like, well, did you ever date him? I said, no. They said, would you ever date him? I was like, not really, because that's like, whatever. I just known him for forever. So they were like, well, we really need you to pretend that that's your boyfriend because we need you and Olivia to not like each other. And right now you guys have no reason to. And I didn't know her anyway, but like we all knew each other kind of we all were in like MySpace going out club days. So I knew of her. She knew of me, but we didn't know each other. So there was no reason for us to not like each other until they brought in the Lorenzo factor. Now she was like, I don't know if they never told her in the very beginning of the pilot, like they're not fucking dating, but all she saw was Tracy and Lorenzo were dating. But then I told her a million times, like, he's not my fucking boyfriend. Like, I am not dating your ex-boyfriend. And she knew that. Lorenzo would film with me. We would kiss for the camera. We would pretend that we were dating and whatever, but he was always just my friend. It was never real. You can call him and ask him to this day. He will stay the same thing. And I still have no bad words to say. I think he's the funniest kid ever. He's just a fucking loon. Like, but we just never one fucked, hung out, hooked up of any way, shape, or form other than if there was a camera there. Everyone in the set knew this except for the fucking audience, which I was okay with because season one, here I am thinking again that this is a fucking scripted TV show. Then it came out, Tracy's dating Olivia's boyfriend. What a villain and blah, blah, blah. And she's so mean to her. And I'm like, yeah, because I've never waited for anybody in my fucking life. And now I'm waiting hours upon hours for a person who doesn't have any, sociopathically doesn't have any, like, regard to how late she is or care about anyone else's time.
Jess, when the bachelorette party shows up, I think we've talked about this briefly. What was it, a real bachelorette party? Like, yeah, was yes. Or did it just happen to be that this is the group? This isn't the actual night of the bachelorette party, but we're here.
It was an actual bachelorette party.
And you guys were all getting glammed up for what to go after?
Yeah.
What you didn't know is it would be hours.
Yeah, what I didn't know is that we weren't going anywhere after.
Yeah, but you thought you were.
Yeah, that shit was wild. That shit was, talk about, you know, being thrown into a situation. Like, mm-hmm. It almost makes me feel bad for, like, any of the extras on the show, because you have no idea. Like, we're such...
They lie to you and be like, yeah. Oh, just come down. You'll be great. And featured.
Oh, and they're like, we're going to give you, like, free food and wine. And yeah. You think you're going to be treated like a celebrity, but you're treated like shit.
And then you're put in, like, a fucking lunchroom.
Like, oh, my God. We were in, like, where the hell were we? It was gray everywhere.
It was, like, that open mattress store.
Yeah, they like, hit us from everybody. Yeah. And it was just, like, it's just a wild experience. It's very, like, as much as I, like, don't remember some stuff from filming,
I remember
that day.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Because I met Jessica that day, and I was like, wow, this girl's so cool. She was so, like, in between scenes where she had to fight with Alexa, me and her were, like, laughing the entire time. I'm like, I fucking love this
you
girl.
You came up to me, and you were like, yo, are they telling you? Because you guys were
still figuring it out.
Oh, right,
because we didn't know.
You're
this,
like,
was
are
only
you
the
telling
second
you
episode.
What to say?
I'm like
yeah,
why
bro.
Are you fighting with her? Like, you don't even know her. And she was like, yeah, they told us, like, I had to argue with her. And I was like, bro, like, that's what they're in there telling you? I was like, see, we don't know what they tell you guys.
Yeah.
And then all I knew was she was an extra. So then I told JC, I was like, who was the casting producer on our show? Google him. So then I was like, yo, you gotta have this girl back. She's awesome. Like, she's great TV. She's willing to do whatever it takes, blah, blah, blah. And then they had her on maybe a few more episodes. And then for the Glam Fairy, they brought you on. So it was because me and her got along that, like, they brought her back. Cause I was like, yo, you gotta, like, keep this girl. She's awesome.
So Jess, while you were sitting there, I will say, as I was watching, at first I didn't realize it was you. Mm-hmm. And then you said something. And I was like, is that Jessica? And
yeah.
It was a commercial break. But when you came back, the argument was, so yeah, Jess, you're sitting there and, like, blending something, and you ask, so why are you using a sponge? And Alexa, of course, in the way they edited it, looks like she gets absolutely pissed off.
I think she really
did.
Was.
She definitely did it. She was mad.
And there's, like, a talking head where it's like, you're not a fucking makeup artist, which is funny because I was like, but she is.
Yeah.
And you were like, I use a brush. So my question to you is today, do you use a sponge or a brush?
Yeah, and I stand by that. Sponges are trash.
I don't use sponges either.
Invest in a brush.
Beauty blender, I don't love it. I just use a brush and use translucent powder, and it mats it for you. I don't understand.
On a woman with how we like our makeup to be applied, like, it's one thing for TV makeup, like how when I do men's grooming, I'll use my sponges, but like, on a woman for beautiful, flawless, perfect skin, brush all fucking day. Don't touch my
but
face with
also,
no sponge.
Alexa's queen of like, look at this dewy look. And we were all like, matte forever. Like, matte the fuck out of my face. Like, so we had very different styles in that also.
Right.
Like, she was very much like, look how glowy and dewy you are. And we were just like, I like to be matte and like, look like plastic,
yeah.
Please.
And also, I definitely had a response for her, which they cut out. And I just was
yeah,
like...
no, it was a lot of it. That fight must have been 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they cut it to like, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. So episode 3, Jersey Video Vixens.
I don't remember
to raise
this
the
at Gats- all.
To raise the Gatsby's post-renovation profile, Gail decides to shoot a local commercial for the spa, or for the salon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this one was all about this fucking commercial thing that happened. My question really starting off was, by the time that you were filming that third episode, do you remember how long you had actually been, like, quote-unquote working?
For the third episode was almost a month in.
Cool.
Oh my God.
It was pretty much a week to a week and a half per episode that we were there.
Uh-huh. So early in the episode, y'all are at a club and you get into a fight. And it was like, this is my club. Is that Club 46 Lounge?
That is. And I, to this day, my friend Errol used to run that club. And he makes fun of me to this day. Do you remember when you used to make me pay you $5,000 to show up at this club for like 3 hours and you gave me all these demands? He owns Highwood in Weehawken now. But he owned E-Rock Entertainment. He owned all this. So he booked people for that club. And the amount of times we got booked there, So it was so funny.
Did you work there because you were like, oh, I know like a club? Did you film there because you were like, oh, I know a club we
Because
go
we
to.
Used to go there all the time. That's like where everybody used to go. And then I went there because I knew people who promoted, who worked there, like like Reggie worked there and Bill worked there and all these guys that I'm really close with. Like, that's why it's so funny because I'm still friends with all these people. They used to promote there. So we used to go there. So it was always like, and yeah, it, I mean, I've never seen Olivia there, but like I also ran in a different crew than she did. So like, my crew was like the promoter crew. I'm not sure who she was friends with, but like, so yeah, I was like, I fucking know everyone who runs this place. Like, what do you mean? This is my club. Like,
by the way, 46 Lounge is definitely still there.
Yeah,
like,
it definitely is. Yeah. And it's still popping. So.
It's still popping. Have you ever go down Route 3 and like, or is it it's
right
Route 46.
Next to Sonic?
You're on Route 46 and like a really weird hour of the day and it's like, popping you're just like, what's going on? The whole highway's closed.
Yeah, it's so funny because I used to like live there with my friends, and then like, of course it wasn't my club, but I'd also be like, you know, you get possessive over places because you go there and you know everybody and you know the people at the door and the people who at the VIP and whatever and the owners and the managers and bartenders. It's so funny.
I'm loving this recap so far.
So you said you don't really remember this.
I don't remember the name, so I don't remember associated with the name what came with it.
Well, there was like, this was the commercial and it had this really creepy director who was like, they were like, you can't hug everybody. Was it an actual commercial or was it just something for the show to do?
I don't remember. I don't remember the guy you're talking about. He was clearly insignificant in my life. Like,
literally, he's there for that episode. They tease that we're going to see the commercial and then we never fucking see the commercial.
Okay, yeah. I have no idea. I want to say like, that it was maybe fake, but I don't remember.
Okay. He was like kind of balding and he had a bowling shirt on.
Not even
like,
a little bit. Nothing is ringing a bell right now. Nothing.
So this was the first episode that I saw anything work happening outside of the Gatsby. How much was filmed specifically outside of the Gatsby versus like inside?
I'd say 50% out, 50% in. That's probably a reasonable number.
I started learning a little bit.
It's mostly like when they needed to show outdoor content of like our lives, they'd bring us to a restaurant or a club or like shopping of some sort. And then, but then when they wanted us to show like us working and stuff, they brought us back to the club, to the salon.
That's all I've got for that episode.
Okay. Insignificant. Clearly. Episode
yeah. It was not my favorite episode. Yeah. Correct. Episode 4, Jersey Girl Brawl.
I feel like I know what this is. Was I wearing a fucking white and black striped dress?
I think this is the one.
Is this where I called her a Rambo hooker? Because people fucking still use that, and I don't understand. Like, it's so weird.
I don't remember that part.
Thank God.
This one specifically, it's a magazine's on the search for the best salon in New Jersey. The Gatsby decides to enter the competition. It has to be on their best behavior as a spy from the magazine visits.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I was still blonde, so I was wearing a gray off-the-shoulder top. And we fought outside, and I called her Fake and Bake. I remember this very clearly.
Yep, called her Fake and Bake. I remember that.
I remember this very fucking clearly. Because she went in tanning salons all the time, and I would use self-tanner so I didn't die of skin cancer.
So this episode...
Oh, see, totally different. You're definitely not faking.
No, not at all. The hypocrisy was incredible in this show.
That's so good.
Were they already getting the magazine cover, or was that... an actual thing.
I don't remember any of this. I'm sure there were a lot of magazines we worked with, like Steppin' Out magazine, a bunch of magazines at that time. It could have easily been for a real cover. I have no fucking idea. But because the show got big at one point, that like they did put us on a lot of different covers, even like singly without each other.
All right. Someone told me in this episode that Olivia is the one singing the theme song.
I thought that was fucking fake. No, with auto-tune, but I'll give it to her. She did sing it, and for sure, we did. Okay, I'm gonna fucking break reality for like 2 seconds. So what happened was, me and her filmed the Warren Tracomi episode. Did you get there yet?
Oh yeah, it's coming up.
So what happened was that episode went first. So Warren Tracomi episode happened, and me and her we were staying in New York City because that's where we filmed. So we stayed in. We went out that night, and I went up to her and I was like, "Listen, I don't know why we're fighting.
It was when Lady Gaga first came out and she was like obsessed with her. And I was like, I don't want to argue with you. This is totally just like for TV. Like, let's keep it like that. And like, we can argue all we want and then laugh at it afterwards, blah, blah, blah. So I went up to her and I was like, then they started playing Lady Gaga in the club that we were at. And I was like, I requested this for you. So like, break bread. Like, this was my like breaking the ice. Like, we could be cool, like whatever. And she was like, oh my God, it was so nice. We hung out. We were cool. The next day we filmed the, when we go to the radio stations, is that, did you get there yet? Where we went to the radio stations to promote something. I forget what we were promoting.
Yeah, that's a little bit later.
That day when we fought, we were cool, me and her. We fought for the episode. And afterwards, we were cracking up laughing. And our producer flipped the fuck out and said, where were you guys to keep them separated? You were never supposed to let them be cool. And they dragged us away and said, this is never happening again. You guys are not friends. You're not cool. We have to get back to the real genuine fighting that we had before. And then must have told her some shit. They told me some shit. And then within the next episode or so, we were really fucking fighting again.
You can see that happen in the episode that they specifically put y'all together when you're not fighting.
Yes. Different vibes. You can tell by the way I'm yelling at her that I'm yelling at her to get the fucking scene done. And I literally said to her at one point, I'm like, let's just fucking scream at each other and be done. And then like, it's over and we can go like hang out after. And then we were fine that episode where we went to the different radio stations to promote something. That's all I remember of like that.
I realized in this episode, did Gail have any say in what was happening in the show since it was
No. Other than the timing of it, she had nothing to like do with storyline or anything.
So this episode, the big fight, the reason for the fight in this episode is you're both having parties on the same day.
My birthday party, the fucking jungle thing. Yeah, I lost a friend over this.
A real life friend over this.
Yes, at my apartment.
You invited me to that.
Yeah, I lost a real life friend over this party.
I was wondering if like that was actually your birthday party.
Yeah, it was around the same time. It was really my party and she really decided to throw a fucking party on the day of my birthday just to be a fucking spiteful bitch.
That's kind of fucking hilarious.
So then I had real life friends show up. There were a few guys there. I remember it was Jimmy, John, and Paulie, and Anthony. They showed up. So those four guys I've been friends with for fucking years and years and years, and they knew of her, but she must have had friends at her party that I didn't like. So they called those guys and were like, come to this party also. So they were like, oh, we'll just stop by, whatever. And I fucking snapped. I was like, you don't ever fucking leave my place to go say hi to somebody else like that you know I don't fucking like. And I still to this day, he wasn't invited to my fucking wedding. I lost it. I fucking snapped on people because I was like, you don't do that. Like, it's called loyalty.
All right. Since Tracy and Jessica just got their pizza, we're going to give them a second and take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the second half of the season and enjoy the sounds of Tracy and Jessica eating pizza.
Take a bite of that mozzarella stick.
ASMR.
Ooh, crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best, the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
By now, you guys know Tracy and I love HelloFresh. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting for? You know when you open that box, you are going to have the freshest ingredients pre-measured for you with your meals laid out, okay? The meals are going to have an ingredient sheet that actually has a breakdown with photographs I hate cooking because I can't read recipes. It's like math to me. I cannot mess up HelloFresh. Like, even I can make these incredible meals and the food is so good.
These meals are not only so yummy and so easy to make, but you can actually have dinner ready on your table in 30 minutes or less. HelloFresh offers 25 recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples12 and use code EXAMPLES12. For 12 free meals, including free shipping. I know you've heard us talk about it. I know you've heard it. Now's the time to try it. 12 free meals, including shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/examples12 and use code EXAMPLES12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, enjoy the really delicious meals right to your door. Tracy and I love Best Fiends, and there's so many reasons that it's fun playing, but mostly because no matter what the month, whatever's going on that month, the season, the holiday, Best Fiends updates the game and updates the levels and updates the characters, so there's always something new. So for example, this month, I'm getting physics lessons from Sir Isaac Newt. That's right, a cute and cuddly, all right, maybe not cuddly, but a cute little character that loves math, and the event is called Matter Matters. It's so cute. This game is an instant classic because Best Fiends is the best top-rated mobile puzzle adventure. So fun to play. And the best part is playing with your friends. It's Best Fiends, but you play with your best friends because it's competitive and it's fun to be competitive. I love beating Tracy. Small goals in my life. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Literally, there are thousands of levels to play and counting, plus tons of cute characters to collect. So if you never get tired of solving puzzles, good news, with Best Fiends, the fun never ends. Just don't blame me if you become obsessed, you know. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, we are back, and I have the one episode that I have the least amount of questions for.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because it just made sense.
Well, it's the Warren Chakalmi episode.
Okay.
So, like, there weren't that many things that I was like, huh, I'm wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you may not like it, but I loved what they did to you. It looked great.
Thank you. Everyone said that. It was so
funny.
What
they do to her?
They did, like, very natural makeup on me.
Whoa.
Yeah, it took my tan away, lowered the hair.
Ooh, I gotta watch this episode. What number are we on right now?
Four.
This is episode five.
Five.
Let's see. The title.
How many are in a season? 10, 11?
Eight.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny. Do you know that we, as a TV show, were also the first reality show to ever get 20 episodes booked in one season? That was the first to ever do that, and then they started doing it a lot after. I think season two
was,
or three.
Yeah, season two, you get 21, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
So this episode was called "I Don't Want to Lose My Nail."
Yeah, this is fucking iconic.
Gail and Alexa feel that Olivia and Tracy don't quite fit the image of the Gatsby and the glamping.
AKA, you guys are fucking trash. Fix it.
So Olivia and Tracy are sent to a top NYC salon to learn from the best. And I was losing it in this episode. I was like, it's fucking fingernails, girl. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, did Tracy cry?
No, I literally was like,
Olivia cried.
My face was this.
My only question and takeaway from this episode was, in the restaurant later, there's a huge plate of sushi in front of you. Tracy, do you like sushi?
Yeah.
Great question.
I love sushi.
I don't know why I've never known that about you.
Yeah.
But do you eat real sushi?
Yeah. Sashimi.
Yeah.
I only like white tuna. Only like white tuna. I don't like salmon. I think it's a little bit. And then I don't like yellow sushi. Yellow tuna. I like white tuna.
Yellowtail. Yeah. I just saw it and I was like, that's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I can see Tracy being like, ew.
No, I love, like, I love sushi.
So, all right. Episode six. What would Alexa date Olivia must prove herself to Alexa at our first glam fairy wedding. The girls grow closer and even go on a double date together.
Who, you and Alexa?
No, Olivia and Alexa.
Oh.
Olivia and Alexa,
I know nothing
yeah.
about this. I wasn't there.
So there was a very short scene where you're at the club and they come after their date.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, like, the other people in the club, are they mostly people that were actually there that night?
No.
Or were they
yes.
mostly extras?
No, yes. They always put on the front door of the club, we are filming a reality show, so only come in if you're comfortable with, and you have to sign something.
Great
like
memory.
An yeah, you have to sign something that says, wow. You know, I'm okay with them using my face, blah, blah, blah. And then if you don't, they'll put you in a location like a VIP where you'll never be seen and they'll blur your face if they don't have signatures off, because otherwise they could sue you for using their
right.
face. So, yeah, they were people at the club, but they never know what's going on. And then some shit pops off and then they're all like, oh, my God, what's happening? I never knew this was going to happen. And the whole time I was like, I fucking knew this was going to happen because I fucking know she's here. I know she's here. I know they're planning some shit. So
so you've already sort of answered this. You said that Olivia's apartment that we see is staged. Did the show give apartments like that for a lot of those scenes?
So for me, Gigi and Olivia, we were given apartments because they wanted to keep tabs on us at all time and have access to us 24/7. So me, okay. Gigi and Olivia had apartments that we were given that was paid for by the show. And then they paid...
very nice apartments, by the way.
Very nice.
Brand
they
new.
Were $3,000 apartments.
Like they're in the same location. Which
yes.
What made me ask.
Yes. Yeah. And they always played it off that my apartment was in a different building, which I was like, that's not my apartment. I live in a fucking, I have a pool and a gym and a fucking like front desk service, but okay. Make me look like the fucking broke one. Anyway, so me, Gigi, and Olivia's apartment, I was on the first floor, Gigi was on the second floor, Olivia was on the third floor to keep us separated, and we were in all angles. But then all the crew and producers also lived in those buildings so that they could keep tabs on us, check on us whenever they wanted, if there was a problem, be there in 2 seconds. So they all knew where we were.
Okay. So this is the first episode that we start seeing, like, ideas of this is what I'd like to do with mm-hmm. my life and in this career. How much did filming the show impact what you could actually do in the real world for, like, job opportunities?
Well, I was actually able to actually work New York Fashion Week, which I had such fucking anxiety over because I was this girl who was in beauty school and then thrown into a reality TV show. And then they're like, here's Fashion Week. And I'm like, I'm not fucking prepared mentally for this, but I fucking was always a dream of mine to do. So I suited up and did it. But like, I was so fucking nervous. And it was Warren Tracomi who brought me back, which I was shocked that they even brought me back, because I was like, I thought he hated me because he's so scary as fuck. And he was like this big name and I was some nobody. And I was like blown away that he even wanted me to work in his show. But I am very, very, very good at what I do. Like I just like even with cuts and style, it's not what you learn in school. It's my own interpretation of that and what makes me and sets me off from other people, because I don't take what other people teach me. I kind of learn on my own and then go from there. Like even Jess's mom, when I do her haircut, it's not what they'll teach you in school. It's not the cut they'll teach you, but she likes it better than what the people that are like, you know, schooled in all these fucking high class, because I do it to fit their face. Like even with makeup, that's how I do it. So
right.
I was shocked that they liked me. I couldn't believe it, but I made it work and it was on my resume. And so I always got to say like I did New York Fashion Week, and that was something that I really wanted to do because I went to school at FIT in the city for fashion.
Cool. All right. That is it for episode 6. Episode 7, getting sauced in Jersey.
Getting sauced, where we had the sauce off?
Yeah, the sauce, okay. Sauce off happened.
Yeah.
Say sauce off.
Sauce off.
Three times fast.
Sauce off. Sauce off. Sauce off. Sauce off. Sauce off. Sauce off. Sauce off.
Hack, hack.
This one, Tracy and Olivia are tapped to organize an event at the salon to benefit the charity Locks of Love. And this is the one that I was saying, what you were saying, yeah, this is obviously the episode that was filmed largely in the time where, like, you were getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Is this episode entirely focused on, like, Tracy and Jessica are forced, Tracy and Olivia are forced to get along.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole thing, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a much better show. I'm actually learning stuff about things. I was like, I love that they're not just fighting.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing at the end where you get fired, I was like, this is so stupid.
You got fired?
Many times.
I got fired too. What the fuck?
Many
is that?
Times.
Why did this?
They love firing me and bringing me back and then me begging for my job when I'm the fucking main character of the show. LOL. Heavy
so
on the LOL.
Funny. Like, they're so teased all throughout the season to getting fired. This is the first time it actually happened.
Yeah.
Gail goes and talks to you, and the end of the episode teases, like, is Tracy going to be back? And it's like you walk into the sauce party and then there's no resolution whatsoever.
It's so weird. Like, it's I remember the sauce episode. Party was at Christie's house, I think.
I want to know, My biggest question from this episode, who fucking won the sauce?
I have no fucking idea. I couldn't remember. Damn. I want to say it was Anthony, but I don't remember. It was either him or Filippo. There was no way the two of them didn't win because Anthony genuinely does Sunday dinners every Sunday with his family. And then Filippo owns a pizzeria. So it had to be one of the two of them.
Who won in the episode?
That you don't find out. They're like,
wow, so what a letdown. This show sucks.
What the fuck?
They're literally like, the winner is, and then the fucking episode ends. And
wait, do
like,
you okay, see? Do you find out in the next episode?
Why
you
do
have
they
to?
Do that?
I thought you'd find out on the next episode. You don't. It doesn't get
mentioned
again.
Wow. I would have brought this to problems with our.
I cannot.
It's gonna get better in a second. Sorry. Two more questions for episode 7. One. Did Gail have other kids other than Christy?
Yeah, Daniel is her son.
Okay. I don't know.
Christy's with a different father. I love, 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 love Christy's father. He's fucking awesome. And she and him and Gail have like this awesome like co-parenting relationship. And then Daniel's father, her son, was with Daniel Giacomo, who was the owner of the Gatsby and this innovative like extraordinaire, hair extraordinaire, who created like the hairspray shield and all this other shit. So that's her son with him. And so she has two kids. So, yeah.
This is the first time that I saw it. Did Gail end up cutting hair regularly or was it just like a special occasion?
No, Gail's always like in there, getting in there. She was always like jumping in on a client or taking clients or whatever. Yeah.
By the way, Gail is like in real life, like truly
fucking smoke show.
Like, yeah, she's incredible to this day.
Not only does she run a multi-million-dollar salon business, but that woman is in heels. When I tell you every day, Jimmy Choo's every day. And the funniest part of it all, like she doesn't know a goddamn designer from like Target. But this woman's in like $500 dresses every single day. It's incredible. She's like, I don't even know the designer, Lanvin or something. I'm like, Lanvin? What?
Lanvin.
Lanvin? Lavin. I was like, she was like, I don't know. It's like Louis Vuitton or something. I'm like, Louis Vuitton? She doesn't know the name of anything. But she's got all these fucking expensive clothes. It's like incredible. The woman is aloof to fashion and knows exactly fashion at the same time. It's the craziest thing I've ever
seen.
She's an anomaly.
She's someone that when you look at her in person, like I'm always taken back by her beauty. I thought she was a beautiful
stunning.
Woman.
Stunning. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's it. Yeah, because that was the first time I'd seen her actually doing things. So I was like, huh. All right. We are on our season finale episode. Cover Catastrophe.
Uh-oh. Again, Gatsby, no clue what this is about.
It's a question mark, too. The Gatsby is a finalist in a competition for the cover of a local beauty magazine. They must style a model for a photo shoot and will be judged on their final product. That is all of like a very small portion of this episode. It's ridiculous.
I don't remember anything about this. Was it the Mohawk? So,
like, no, this was literally just like a you know, blonde white girl sitting in a chair, and it was so stupid.
Weird.
Alexa gets pissed off that like they want her to tone down the makeup, and you know,
like
Alexa
a true
does
professional.
The Alexa thing on the show. So the question I have that's kind of behind this was, you may not have known this, but was season one always supposed to be just 8 episodes?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Just like I said, there's just so much content that it feels like we never saw.
I think we only got booked for the first 8, and then they said if it was successful, they would go into season 2, but it was always 8.
Cool. So the other big thing that happened in this episode was Olivia's whole other glam fairy type thing where you had to have a fashion show. And
I don't remember.
Leading up to the fashion show, they got sketches from you of someone's hair. And I was wondering if the sketches they show in the are actually yours?
Probably. I can draw. I can actually make and draw clothing as well.
Okay. You can actually draw?
Yeah.
Because I saw that and I was like,
yeah.
Like a PA made that?
Yeah. I don't remember what the picture was of, but I always have sketches and drawings of clothing, like fashion drawings and all of that. I can draw. I went to school for that, so.
Got it. So this was the thing that like you wanted to be involved with the magazine cover. Did you actually, or was that just like the producer?
Couldn't
like
tell you. No, I don't even know what this is in regards to. I have no fucking clue what this magazine is.
So bad.
There's going to be a reason you don't. I promise. So this fashion show that happened supposedly was happening on Gigi's anniversary. Was that something else?
Was it the fashion show where I called the model and told her not to show up?
Yes, that's another question.
Yeah, that was the producers telling me to do that.
Okay, I was going to ask, was there ever actually a 7th model, or was that just fucking fake?
Yeah, no, I have no fucking idea. They told me
go on the phone in the front desk. I'm like, first of all, I'm not even allowed to touch the phone at the front desk. That's not my fucking job. I'm a hairstylist. I'm not allowed to just go to the front desk anyway. So, and call them and tell them it's been canceled. And I'm like, okay. And then I did it, just thinking that was part of the plot of the show. Because I don't know, because I thought that it was all fucking scripted show. I didn't know any better.
What happened when she did that?
And Olivia flipped out. And
But Olivia may have flipped out, but on the episode, nothing. Tracy comes back.
It's so weird. I don't know.
Yeah, you do that. You come back.
But Olivia, some magnificently, figures it out of what to do, right? The hero?
Well, it's like, well, no, it's more of you say to her, they're like, oh, she's sick. And so Olivia just decides, well, I guess I'll put on the dress.
Right. So somehow Olivia saves the day after I try to ruin it. Exactly. Making a villain 101. This is what that's called.
Yeah. Was like, it was so stupid. I was like, the minute you got on the call, I was like, they fucking made her.
No way.
That.
Yeah. Like, first of all, how would I even know the number to call? Like, let's fucking take a step back. How would I, as a fucking hairdresser in the show helping, know what number and phone call to call? Like, let's be serious.
Right, you're making me want to watch all of these. This is amazing.
It is the trashiest TV I've ever seen.
It is. And I love it. I take full responsibility.
Like, I hate it, but I love it. All right, two more questions. One, what is Filippo doing now? And the reason I ask is because I fucking hate him on the show.
Oh my God. His family owns a pizzeria, which is super successful, and he'll end up being the heir to that pizzeria. Have a ton of money anyway.
Yo, name this episode Heir to the Pizzeria.
Heir to the Pizzeria. ton of money. He works. I think he pretty much runs the pizzeria at this point.
In New Jersey, you're not heir to the throne. You're
heir to the pizzeria.
Oh, man.
That's what he's doing, but he makes a shit ton of money. So, I mean, it's his family business.
There's so many times where, like, that gets mentioned. But, like, the reason I hate Filippo is constantly, I'm just like, this dude is a walking sexual harassment lawsuit.
No.
Yeah. Today,
really?
I never realized
that. Yeah. No. That's hilarious. I'm gonna defend him and say no. No way.
It's just, it's constantly like, hey, baby girl, and all this. And he's like, he's constantly got the eyes looking that I call it, like, doing math in his head, where he's got the eyes to make him look sexy. And it's like, dude, oh my God. All right. So
wait, actually, Alan, you want to know something funny? Denny actually recently, Denny loves Barstool Sports. Or Barstool, whatever it's called. And he was like, hey, this guy's from Jerseylicious. They went to his pizza store and they, like, reviewed his pizza. You know, you've seen the guy from Barstool do that, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm Filippo from Jerseylicious. And the Barstool guy was like, oh, like, he didn't know. He was like, oh, cool. What's Jerseylicious? Like, awesome.
So you've already said you don't remember the magazine at all, which my last question was going to be, who got the magazine cover? Because this was another episode that ended with the winner is and then nothing.
Come on.
And, like, season, and obviously I haven't started season two yet. I was waiting to do this, but I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Because if they pull this shit and I don't find out who wins the cover, I'm gonna be annoyed.
This is what they love to do. It's called leave you hanging.
It literally,
don't know,
like,
shit about the show.
Do you remember if anyone won?
No, I don't even remember what the magazine was. I have no idea.
Wow.
No, I have
it
no
was
idea.
Constantly, like, it was leading up to, it was like, all right, and this, and I was even going, damn, the other salon's cover is much better. But, like, I'm like, all right, well, at least I'm gonna know. This has been the whole season long, like, the magazine cover has been all around.
They
just nothing.
They love doing in Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy. Everything was like a competition. Yeah, that's why, like, I'm sure she's having problems remembering, because you'll see the next 7 seasons or however many episodes.
Every fucking day,
there's always
a
competition. You're going here. You're fighting with another salon. You're entering into a pageant. Mm-hmm. It was always like that was always the, like, activity. You know what I mean? Almost like right.
Like leave you hanging. They have to, like, get you to watch, so see what happens of who wins. It's like, I don't
know.
Oh
my God.
You never know.
And then apparently they don't tell you, because I never watched it that in depth to think, because I always was there. So for me, I was like, I don't know what happened, because I was never that invested, because I was like, I fucking hate this. When is this over? And that was season one, granted. That was season one.
That right there, that's season one. Those are my takeaways.
Yay! I hope I answered all your questions.
Alan, you deserve a prize, producer prize, for watching this.
It is so much fun getting in there with having, like, different baddies join and as they're watching and asking questions and telling me things. Because, like, there's sometimes that I'll have a question that I'm like, I'm going to write this down. and then they answer for me.
That's amazing.
Like, that's so funny.
I'm not going to write down.
Wait, I have a question though. Watching it, would you be like scared to meet me or like think like, wow, this bitch is like terrible? Because that has to be what you walk away with, right? Because that's why everyone hates me.
I guess I can't ever actually know what the answer to that is since I first.
Mm-hmm.
But like for the most part, I think I'm smart enough to understand this is reality TV. And just because reality is in front of it doesn't mean that it's real.
Which is so funny to me because I still to this day get things like, oh my God, like you were so mean to Olivia. And I'm like, one, what's the weather like in 2010? Because we're in 2021 mm-hmm. over here. Like, catch up. And two, like, how are you fucking so naive that you believe what, like, all everything, just everything you see?
I had no idea when the show took place. Like, that's one thing that I learned real quick, that for some reason I thought that this show, like, started in, like, 2000.
Mm-mm.
And then suddenly there were, like, references to the Obamas, and I was like, who the fuck knows the Obamas? Why, he's still a senator. And then I realized, and I didn't
not
know,
the people like, from Jerseylicious.
Nope. I didn't know that.
Imagine Olivia like Senator Obama.
I didn't know that the show ended after I moved to New York.
Yeah, like it wasn't that long ago.
Which
like,
is so funny, no, also like, because there were so many instances where like people are like, "Oh my God, you were so mean to her," and I want to be like, how about that time where we went shopping in LA because we were there for press and everything. And then we went shopping with like our publicist that we were with and she couldn't find her credit card. And so I let her charge all the stuff she bought on my credit card. And yes, she paid me back the next day. But like if I fucking was so mean, wouldn't I be like, haha, bitch, you can't get anything you wanted. Like, no, I was like, just use mine for now. And then when you get a chance, give it back, whatever. It's not a big deal. Or like when we went to London together to do press, don't you think? When she took off with other fans that she didn't know. And I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking like, I have no idea where this girl I came here with. We're in another country. They could have kidnapped her. And I didn't go to the DJ booth and make sure that we found her. Like, do none of those moments matter?
You know, Tracy, you're a good person. So, yeah.
Right. So even I'm like, you don't yo, like this girl somebody, that I am here with took off with people I don't
but
know.
Wait, what if- I also want to defend Olivia for a second, too, because she's also not a terrible person. Like, you two just didn't get along. Like,
and
she
I'm not
would never,
saying she is.
No,
I'm
I know, but she would never
she
do that
fucking-
to you either. Like, you both were like, both get shit. You think she would have?
I don't think she would have give shit. But I don't think she would have maliciously done something. But I also don't think she would have gone out of her way to make sure I was okay. Mm. But I don't think that she's a bad person in the fact that I think she had shit go on in her life. And now because I am the way I am on the show, like we don't get along. I don't want anything bad for her. And to be completely honest, I don't dislike her more than I dislike Gigi. I fucking can't stand that fucking bitch. But Olivia couldn't care less about. Hope she's doing great. Don't know. Also, the reasons I'm friends with Jackie, let me clear this up one time and one time only because you guys love fucking doing this. The reasons that I'm not fucking friends with Jackie anymore has nothing to do with the fact that she's friends with Olivia, except for the fact that Olivia and her had something happen recently and Jackie fucking told me every single detail of it. Disgusting, disgusting shit that Olivia did. And I am the last fucking person who should know these details about Olivia. Imagine my best friend Sammy does this disgusting shit. And I go and call anybody Sammy doesn't like?
Yeah.
What?
That's my beef
with
Jackie.
This is why I don't want to be friends with her. Because I'm like, bitch, you can't be trusted.
Yes.
You can't be trusted. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're friends with her. I could not give a fuck less.
Yes.
It's that I witnessed you be fake to her and tell the person that she likes the least all this disgusting shit about
like,
her.
Her first thought when this went down was
like,
I gotta
call Tracy.
She's
and
gonna
I was
love
like,
this. But
bro,
but
I didn't love this.
Girl.
I was disgusted. And I couldn't believe that this was even being told to me. I told Jackie, I'm like, bro, I'm the last person who should know this.
Mm-hmm.
And I still to this day didn't blow up Olivia's spot. I could tell you guys right now what she did and I still won't do it because I'm just not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie loved telling me and I found that super odd and a fucking trigger went off my red flags of friends and I was like, bro, I would never want Sammy to do this to me. Why Jackie's doing that to Olivia, I can't be fucking friends with that girl anymore. And then was friends with her after again.
Again, yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this is so fucking fake. Yeah. I can't be a part of it.
And it's like their friendship is always played out on social. It can never be like they can't hang.
They can't be friends low key. She's always got to promote. Oh, I'm friends with Olivia. Yes, and it just seemed fake to me. And I am not fake. I do not do that. I don't pretend I'm friends with people for clout. Like, I'm not fucking like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that really bothered me. And that's why I removed myself from Jackie's life. So anybody who wants to know or talking shit or all this shit, this is why. Because remember when Olivia wasn't friends with Gigi in the last season and she said, I didn't want to be friends with her anymore because of what she did to you.
Spoiler alert, Talon. Don't, he's not there yet.
Yeah, well. That was the exact reason that I'm not friends with Jackie, because exactly Olivia came and told me what Gigi was doing. That's what, and I tried to tell Olivia. I reached out and I was like, you should watch who you and say what you do around people, because they're fucking spreading your business. But anyway.
Well, that popped off.
Because like I see these things all the time, like, oh, why isn't Tracy friends with Jackie anymore? Yeah, it must be because she's friends with
Tracy.
Olivia.
Yes,
no, bitch, it's fucking Jackie. I don't want to be associated with her anymore because I don't trust her. Imagine the shit she knows about me. I would never know what she was telling to other people, because the shit you're telling about Olivia to me, I should not know that shit.
When you told me that, I was like,
and I told Jess, and I'm like, what do I do? Like, because this has to, I need to tell somebody, and I need you to like help me and tell me what to do. And she's like, wow. She's like, I cannot believe she told you that about her. And I was like, let me tell you, this is not like some low-key, like, oh, she was mean to somebody. This is some disgusting-ass shit that she told me.
I also think, like, as a friend, like, clearly Olivia, whatever happened, like, she was having issues and needed a friend in that moment.
She needed somebody, and Jackie turned on her. Which is also why red flag went up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this has been a wonderful recap / reunion for Jersey-licious.
And exposure. Pop-off.
Season one. Next episode that I'll be watching, it's going to be a couple of weeks for anybody tuning in, but we're going to have a watch party.
Tracy, would you pop into the live watch party with me one of these episodes? Maybe Alan can give you a list of the episodes.
Yeah, can,
like,
it
that
not,
one.
Can it not be like with an ex-boyfriend? Because those
Like some,
like with Jay, my ex-boyfriend Jay, like I skeeved those
but
episodes.
But maybe you could pick, like, oh, this one wasn't too bad, like I'll pop in for that one, because I think it'd be actually fun, and I'd love, like, I have questions too, like it would be fun.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do it one time.
Okay, one time, one time only.
Yeah, see how it goes. I don't know. If people are mean, I don't want to be in there.
No, I mean, it's all baddies.
But there's baddies that I don't trust, some of them, you know, who rat on other baddies. So I got to be careful. And people who are mean to me who pretend to be baddies. So I got to be careful.
Okay.
Because if it gets mean, I got to go.
The
G2G.
Next time we have this little reunion is going to be quite a while, because there are 21 episodes in that second season.
All right. All right. So then I'll come on for season two, because
see you
it's
next
so long.
Tuesday.
The next episode that we'll be watching is season two, episode one's premiere. Bronzer, babies, and breakups.
That's about, I think, Christy's baby shower.
Bronzer, babies, and breakups.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's business is booming at the Gatsby, and unfortunately, Gail is feeling the absence of Alexa and Olivia. Meanwhile, Alexa helps Christy feel pretty again with a boudoir photo shoot.
Oh, Jesus. Alexa and her boudoir photo shoot. Oh,
yeah,
good
so
Lord.
I knew exactly what that was about. It was
like
about
Christy. Spread your
baby.
Ass cheeks.
It was about Daniela, who's like 13 right now, which is so crazy to me.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. I'll catch you the next wet watch party. We'll catch you later.
Tell you, Alan, does Alan Tuesday. Like a girl like Tracy? Oh, Alan wants to fuck.
Yo, why do we let her do this shit? She's so weird.
This episode's already over, and I've already stopped recording.
Yay!
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.